For free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Just to wrap this story up, Sean McBreedy, I believe, isn't he part of the water and oil don't mix? Sean McBreedy? I've seen that name before. I think he's part of that water and oil don't mix crowd. Well, he's the co-chair of the steering committee for this group, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics. Sean McBreedy said, "We know corporate money is breaking Michigan's political system. That's why we are trying to fix it. Michiganders overwhelmingly agree that our government should work for the people, not powerful corporations." Well, there's an anti-Michiganders for Money Out of Politics effort called Protect Michigan Free Speech. They reported only $90,000 in contributions for the very first quarter this year, and that came from Comcast, Delta Dental, Citizens for Better Health, Michigan Manufacturers Association, and the Michigan Infrastructure Transportation Association, and the garbage company Waste Management. All told, they've raised 5% of what the Michiganders for Money Out of Politics has raised. However, that group, they're paying their circulators. Why? Because they need to gather 356,958 signatures by May 27th in order to get the Citizens Initiative put on the November ballot. This is very, very, very interesting. I'm going to have to reach out to Gabe Butsky, spokesperson for Michigan Forward Network. Him and I are going to have a conversation here on the radio because I don't know what's in the petition's language that he would be against. Michigan Forward Network, I have butted heads with them in the past. The main reason, Michigan Forward Network is funded by Betsy DeVos. Most of the time, anything she's for, I'm against. So this is confusing at best, but we'll get to the bottom and find out if it looks like they're going to get their signatures. They have 3 weeks from this Wednesday to get it done. Very, very, very interesting. Now, some other stories that I was looking at. This upcoming election, tomorrow, Tuesday, May 5th, in the special 35th Senate district race, from a political, purely political advertising perspective, this race is ending with a whimper. Data from Ad Impact shows that after hitting a spending peak in late March and early April, TV spending is on a downward slope heading into tomorrow, Tuesday's May 5th election. The Democrats have outspent the Republicans by $1 million. Actually, a little bit more than that. Wow. Here's the breakdown. Michigan Democratic State Senate Central Committee. The biggest spend by any of these groups. $696,421. Green for Michigan State Senate District 35, his campaign, $484,562. Other Democrat donors, Progress Michigan, $17,186. Michigan Action Fund, $16,670. Michigan New Leaders Coalition, $10,335. Working America, $3,140. Have all donated for Chedrick Green. Democrats total, $1,230,132. The Republican Jason Tunney, $215,757. Outspent by $1 million. And you have to understand something, folks. This job pays $72,000 a year. Why? Why are all these Democratic PACs and groups have spent $1.2 million on a job that pays $72,000? Because it controls the majority in Lansing for the rest of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's term this year. If Jason Tunney wins this race tomorrow, we're going to have gridlock in the state Senate. 19 Democrats to 19 Republicans. We already have the majority in the House. And with gridlock in the Senate, Gretchen Whitmer and her Democrat agenda, checkmate. Absolutely able to block it. Not going to get anything passed in the House. And the only thing you're going to get passed in the Senate is bipartisan bills. Every bill going forward this year, legislatively, would have to have a Republican and a Democrat co-sponsor. If it's bipartisan, which would be basically good for the state of Michigan, a Republican and a Democrat would have to sponsor it, and then everybody would have to vote for it. I mean, it only takes 20 votes. So technically, if it's a Democrat bill, you only need one Republican. If it's a Republican bill, you only need one Democrat, and it would pass 20 to 18. Well, here is MERS News Service's opinion about this race. For the Republicans and their nominee, Jason Tunney, this news isn't great. Ad Impact data shows that since the special February 3rd primary election, Democrats and their nominee Chedrick Green have outspent the Republicans $1.21 million to $215,000, roughly about $1 million. Since April 14th, Republicans spent $44,000 on the seat. Nationally, the winds have been blowing the Democrats' way. According to multistate.us, Democrats have flipped five state legislative seats so far in 2026, after flipping around 30 of them in 2025. Republicans have flipped zero, not one. 35th Senate District has been represented by a Democrat, now U.S. Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, Democrat from Bay City. However, she resigned her seat back on January 3rd, 2025, to take her seat in Washington, D.C.'s in the Congress. Yeah. The people of the 35th State Senate District, folks, have been without a state senator since January 3rd of last year. MERS has learned that internal polling shows Green with a strong double-digit lead on Toomey. But comments yesterday, last Friday, from Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel shows the Democrats are trying not to take the Tri-City race for granted. If Toomey was to win, the Senate would fall into a 19-19 partisan split, then requiring Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, who has not been seen in the Senate since last fall, to have to appear and come and break the tie. Hertel, the Democrat, said the importance of this election cannot be overstated. We need to assess our choices. Jason Toomey is a NEPO baby. N-E-P-O. I have no idea what that means. A NEPO baby committed to walking back workers' rights and bending the knee to Trump. Kedrick Green is a Marine veteran and a firefighter who has dedicated his life to serving others. A lifelong union member, he is focused on lowering costs and making sure every Michigander has a fair shot. It's a pretty clear choice for Michiganders. Republicans are presenting a tough upper lip, with Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, a gubernatorial hopeful, appearing with Toomey on a get-out-the-vote rally on Monday at the Horizon Center in Saginaw Township. Nesbitt said, with Jason in the Senate, Republicans can put the brakes on this reckless spending, fight back against out-of-touch Lansing policies, and finally give this district the representation it deserves. None of that happens unless you show up on Tuesday and bring someone with you. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. During the break, I asked Gemini, what is a NEPO baby? It's a acronym short for nepotism baby. Hertel, the Democratic Party chair, claims that Jason Tunney, the Republican, is a NEPO baby, a person has achieved success or fame primarily due to their family connections, especially those with famous or influential parents. The term is often used to describe children of celebrities like actors, musicians, or models. They claim that these people have an easier path in life because of their parents' status and wealth. While the popularized, mostly used in the entertainment industry, the concept also applies to other fields like politics, business, and media. Nepo baby. Never heard of it, ever had to ask my phone. Well, John James, candidate for governor, has come out and endorsed Jason. Eric Nesbitt, running for governor, has endorsed him, as has the Michigan Republican Party. They've been chasing absentee ballots. They've been knocking on doors. They've been putting up signs. And we'll find out, most likely, maybe, tomorrow night. But the election, folks, is tomorrow. Again, if you know anybody that lives in Bay, Midland, or Saginaw counties, they have got to get out and vote tomorrow. This election is huge. And if Jason Tunney is able to win it, this completely is a game changer for the Republicans this year. Because as the Democrats have claimed, they're winning everywhere across the country. Democrats have flipped state house seats and they're winning congressional seats. This midterm election usually historically is brutal for Republicans. Why? Because President Trump, a Republican, is the president who just won November 5th, 2024. Historically, every single cycle, whoever's in the Oval Office, midterm elections are very bad for his party. Everywhere. Ronald Reagan, who ran in won in a landslide, was the only president that was able to increase the majority in the House and the Senate. Remember Newt Gingrich, Speaker of the House, working with Ronald Reagan? Unbelievable, the things that they were able to do. But I got to tell you, this is going to be very, 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 very interesting. What happens tomorrow in Bay, Midland, and Saginaw counties? If Tunney can win this seat, we can change the narrative heading into November. If the Democrats win it, not good. This would be a very, very bad sign heading into November. So you guys have a choice to make. You can make calls. You can remind the Republicans to get out and vote tomorrow. Absolutely need all hands on deck. And if we can do this tomorrow and Jason Tunney wins, that is a great sign for Republicans in November. Mike Rogers, the U.S. Senator, a new Republican governor, maintain or maybe even expand the Republican majority in the House and take back the Senate and get the trifecta for the Republicans, just like the Democrats got it 4 years ago in the 2022 midterm election. Then we can fix everything that this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has done to our state. Absolutely, completely turn it around. And that's what the Republicans need to do. This clean energy crap for 2040, all of our electricity to our grid has to be produced by renewable energy, gone. Do a legislative initiative to put it on the ballot to make it in our Constitution that Michigan becomes a right-to-work state permanently, once and forever. Union workers, folks, are basically modern-day slaves to their union bosses. Put it on the ballot for us. Forget passing a law. Forget attaching $1 million appropriation spending on it. Put it on the ballot and let's have a vote. Put it on the ballot for 2028. We can do this, people, and it all starts tomorrow. Whatever you can do, reach out to your friends, Republicans, and make sure they vote. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing,